What if I'm right and you are wrong? What if you knew it all along? What if I figured out that I did not belong?
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against. You're on Busted Pencils Radio.
Always belongs on Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, where the educated educators come to talk education. The number's 844-967-2789. Quick summary as we're coming up on our last segment here. Teacher crisis, shortage, there aren't teachers, nobody's standing in front of my kid. Oh my God, somebody get there. Arizona says, no problem. Let's lower the requirements. Typically, we like our teachers to be educated. However, in Arizona, we're not going to require that anymore. That's just such an awesome hurdle that we need people quickly. Crisis. Oh, my God. And then I'm George Carlin. George Carlin. We don't want critically thinking people that can function in a democracy. I went with the big F word. That would be fascism. Johnny Lupinacci, my co-host out there on in the West, said, yo, Tim, slow down, man. That's a big word. Let's go down the middle. I'm going to describe for you all the ingredients of fascism and call that the middle ground. Now, holy crap, I look in the pot now and I'm surprised it's fascism. But Johnny, I kind of went with this, you know, and it made you hungry, but I was talking about the oligarchy and you said you're going to take me to Olive Garden. I said, no, Johnny.
Yeah, man, I heard Olive Garden. You went from fascism to Olive Garden.
Like, how do we get from fascism to Olive Garden? No, oligarchy. Okay, define that term, Johnny Lupinacci.
Oh, man, all I can think about right now is the Olive Garden. But
breadsticks and all-you-can-eat salad.
And I like how you did drop the fascism. Hey, we're cooking up a dinner of fascism here when we're describing what's happening with schools and what kind of citizenry we're providing and building really a citizenry unaware of those ingredients, right? So all those ingredients are in the pot. I take a look in there, and certainly we could call what you're cooking up fascism. You know, I kind of said it's certainly authoritarianism. It's certainly centralized. And then you brought up Olive Garden. I guess we should stop calling it that. It's the oligarchy. But I get, what do we want to just break it down into a short definition?
Yeah, short definition.
Like as a group of people being controlled by their country, a single organization or institution. So, like, you know.
Well, and who's got the levers of control?
With despotism being the sort of describing word of it.
Despotism. I think you hinted at, not hinted, but kind of came full forward with this earlier. You know, the levers of control in an oligarchy, right? It's the kind of despotism, the pseudo looks like we're in control, but who's really pulling the power levers? Are incredibly strong, highly influential, and incredibly rich corporate bodies, those with the money, oligarchic decisions. What's best for billionaires, Johnny, is what's best for you people on food stamps. How do we know? Because we're a billionaire. And if we weren't a billionaire, if we wouldn't have achieved billionaire status, we wouldn't be that great. Since we're a billionaire, we're going to tell you what to think. I don't know. That's a simple-minded description of oligarchy, but I, you know, for this one, when I talk about this, whose interests are being served when we are de-educating, which isn't a word, but uneducating, fully putting in place an education system that actually takes away the ability to question, right? That critical thinking, that question. If I can't question what I just said, was I'm not sure Bill Gates, who's probably an awesome dude who was really cool at putting computer stuff together, but I'm not sure his financial success is an indicator that he should be making decisions for entire communities about the education that happens within that community. This is what we're talking about here and going, how do you fight back against that? The only way you fight back against that is to have enough people who are educated to be able to put together a critique that says, I think Bill Gates is maybe a really good businessman. I think he might be a good guy. I don't really know him. But I gotta question whether he should have the power to make decisions for mass amounts of people. He's not elected. He's a billionaire corporate person. So when we're looking at this, when we uneducate, when we require, can you require that you don't go to school? I guess, you know, if we're requiring that our teachers get less education, the effect, come on, let's recognize what the effect is here. The ability on students themselves to figure out how to ask questions. So, Johnny, you said a problem-solving culture where, you know, MSNBC and Fox News gets together and says, we got a common problem. Let's pull this together. We got ways that we've learned growing up in school how to problem solve. You know what, though? In this move, who needs to problem solve? The problems are already solved. Billionaires, corporate interests, the oligarchy's in charge, buddy. Johnny Lupinacci.
Hey, man, I love where you went with this tonight on the show, Tim. We went all over and through and around what's happening in schools and in this country. And, you know, and for me, it boils down to, you know, what L.A. Tom reminds us of every time he gives us a call is, you know, this is for the people, by the people. Mm-hmm. This is a small D democracy. As much as we want to slap a capital D on there and talk about Olive Garden and, you know, and really identify that the kind of ways we're doing things here right now, especially in regards to education, is not only dangerous, but is detrimental to democracy. And so as we get back together on these kinds of things and we talk about it, we chop it up, you know, we slice it up and we really interrogate what's possible and how could we come together to do better by all the children in this country. And this week, especially those young people in Arizona who are in those classrooms that don't have qualified teachers that will hopefully have somebody who might one day become a qualified teacher, right? So they might get a really great adult in there that inspires mm-hmm. them, that helps them to be great learners. So I hope this week, I end on that, I hope that they get somebody great in their classroom and that we figure out not only how to plug that leak, but to ask questions about why are there leaks in the first place and how can we do better by all these children?
It's a leak. I don't know. I think it's a gushing Johnny Lupinacci. It's an exodus. Teachers are leaving. People don't want to go into it. How do we, fix that? I think we first, though, come back to what you said early on is diagnose the problem. Yes, we've got to stop the bleeding. We absolutely do. But we have to stop what's making the bleeding happen. And when we look at this, when we're talking about how do we get highly qualified,
you got 40 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
to the music. I thought I heard the music. Anyway, you know, getting for the highly qualified people here, Johnny, we want to do this. Busted Pencils, fully vetted education talk, though. That's what we do here every week. Highly qualified educators talking education. More when we get back next week.
Johnny, yeah, call us up. Chop it up with us.
Mm-hmm. On Devil Radio 92.7.